In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Every time I leave this room, something changes. Every time I leave this room, something changes. I come back in. I go to push buttons.
Can't find them.
Yay. You know what, though? I put that on me, and you know I'm that guy that even a lot of times, if I'm right, I go, there was something I could have done.
Yeah, I could have done more.
I should have anticipated that there would be a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm that guy. Well, you got caught out in the rain. Well, I should have known it was going to rain.
Should have had an umbrella.
Should have had an umbrella. That's just how I...
I know, but it's what we love about you, Chetty.
Is it?
A humble man. A kind man. Yeah.
Really? I'll take that. Hang on, let me write that down.
Yeah.
Adrian, are you recording right now?
Yes, yeah, we'll record
May 23rd, 2025.
Just press one in your phone and it'll replay.
Glad you brought that up. Today, Friday, May 23rd, 2025. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We made it.
Yes.
Happy last day of school, which I understand for parents, not so happy.
Uh-huh.
I understand. Yeah. Now the real chaos begins.
For real.
And all of that. And speaking of the chaos, adult education programs at Orleans Arena today at noon. Advanced Technologies Academy, Orleans Arena today at 6. Boulder City High School, do it at their football field at 7:30. And by do it, I mean graduate. I realized I wasn't being incredibly clear on that. We're talking about graduations now,
yes.
Friends.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
I realized I'm firing through this. There might be people going, what are we doing? What are you talking about?
Where are we going?
Yeah. Foothill High School will graduate at Orleans Arena at 3 p.m. Green Valley High School, Thomas Mack, also at 3. They'll get their diplomas. Miley Achievement Center, they'll walk on the Miley campus at 3 this afternoon. Moapa Valley High School, they ain't coming all the way into town. Hell no. Stay there. Well, I like this, though, that they'll do it out at the field.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe because it's warm, they might keep it inside
the
gym.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they'll walk at 6. Spring Valley High School, the Thomas and Mack also at 6, and then Virgin Valley High School. Congratulations. They'll do the thing. They're not coming into town either.
No.
It's just too far.
Yeah.
They'll graduate at 8:30. Because they're going to be outside. So they'll graduate at 8:30.
Yeah, super
which
early.
Which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Cimarron Memorial High School. What? That's where Michaela went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where we first met.
That's right.
So Cimarron Memorial. That sounds bad.
Oh, my God, Chet.
That sounds creepy. I met Michaela when she was in high school.
Yeah. And we loved each other.
Oh, no. Please,
I almost was like,
please stop.
We fell in love. And then I was like,
please stop. Yay. Cowan Sunset High School at Chaparral Theater at 10 o'clock this morning, or tomorrow morning, sorry, on Saturday. Laughlin High School tomorrow, Legacy, Sierra Vista, Southwest Career Technical Academy, Veterans Tribute Career Technical Academy, West Career Technical Academy, and Valley High School. All walking. So congratulations.
Congratulations.
And away we go. We're in grad season. We're in end of school season. We're Memorial Day. I know people get all technical about it, but it's the first weekend of summer.
Yes, it is. But
away we go.
I'd also like to say, when I came in today, I looked over at you and I said, oh my God, you look so cute. You have the coolest jersey on. I've never seen you in this jersey.
I'm not a sports jersey guy. Yeah, it's opening night for the Aces tonight, Michelob Ultra Arena. I don't believe there's tickets left, but there might be.
Dang.
Single tickets somewhere. Season tickets are sold out for the whole year.
That's insane.
And then they left, I want to say, I don't know for sure, but I want to say it's like 1,500 seats that you can pick up, you know, for individual games.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Yeah, I would imagine tonight's sold out. It's going to be huge.
Huh.
I'm not jersey guy, okay? I don't wear sports jerseys.
Okay.
It's not my thing. I'll wear sports team swag all day long.
Yeah.
But my good friends that we do all the game production together bought me an Aces jersey.
Oh.
And it says, I don't know if you could see the...
Let me see. Two shots.
Because when you go to the game and they shoot free throws, and I'll say Asia Wilson at the free throw line, shooting two shots, and then everybody yells it back.
Oh, I love that.
So that's why they did that.
Well, it looks awesome.
I have my own Funko.
Okay, excuse me.
I have my own Funko.
Wait, that's so cute.
Two shots Funko. I had to buy it myself, but that's a long story.
Doesn't matter.
We were having bobblehead night, and somebody goes, I want a Chet bobblehead. And I went, let's see what we can do about this. We had two Funkos made. One for me and one for the person who said they wanted a Chet bobblehead.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know you could have a made like that.
The Funko?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can do whatever you want.
That's so fun. I have one for my birthday. It's Sam Rothstein from the movie Casino. But I feel like it's part of my family.
I'm not going to lie. That's weird.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Why do you have a Funko Pop of Sam of all things?
I know. One of my girlfriends for my birthday knows I love the movie Casino. So she had one made for me. It's Robert De Niro's character, Sam Rothstein. Honestly, he sits on my vanity when I get ready. I say, hi, Sam.
Is that your favorite movie?
Favorite. Yes.
Is Casino?
Mm-hmm.
If you had to narrow it down, what's your favorite movie, Adrian, of all time? Now, say it.
Oh, my God.
First thing that pops into your head.
Major League.
Tell me. Really?
Only reason why is I thought it was fascinating that because she's from Vegas, she loved Casino. And then I was like, do people do that? And I was like, yeah, I do it with Major League. It's the best movie ever.
I see it.
Uh-huh.
I know. I see all that makes all the sense in the world. In fact, I was like, why Major League? And then I went, oh, Cleveland.
Honestly, other than that, maybe Training Day.
Well, that's solid. That's solid.
I'll go with those two.
That's enough. Yeah, no, we got it. We don't need the whole list. We just
top five later.
I just wanted one. That's how you'd see it. Miracle.
What's yours?
Yeah, Miracle. Forever and for always, Miracle. Okay. In fact, you know what's funny? I spread it out, my viewings of Miracle, because I don't want to get burned out on it.
Oh, I feel that.
I'm like, smart. I love it so much. I want to make sure that I don't get tired of it one day. Probably like you're tired of us talking right now. So here we go. Friday morning, Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, Michaela, we're not the only ones that Adrian tries to wind up.
Oh,
you know, you know how every once in a while he'll just surgically jump in and be like, yeah, I got something to say about that. And we love it. We absolutely love it because I'm never ready for it. You know, I'm never fully ready for it.
True.
And I'm like, whoa, what's coming out of what's coming out of the producer's studio over there?
Grenades.
But I found out that we're not the only ones. Apparently, Adrian has been mixing it up with his friends.
Ooh.
Because one of his buddies spent his own money, by the way. It's his buddy's money.
Uh-huh.
Spent it however he wants. But Adrian has a problem with it.
Adrian.
Yeah. Chet, Adrian, whichever
Adrian,
one of
who
you.
Who are you?
It's like my grandmother. My grandmother would just start going down the list of all the boy names and just,
I know.
Just she'd hit on the right one.
Come here. Just come here.
No, that's what she would do. She would go, she would look, she called me by my uncle's name for, I know. There was no, literally from the ages of 4 to 7, I thought that my grandma, I wondered if I had it wrong. Because she would call me by my uncle's name.
That's so funny.
And I was young enough. You know, you're young enough.
It might be your name.
No, it's your grandma. She knows everything.
That's so funny.
You love her. And I was like, do I have a name? Is my name Bill? And because she called me that constantly. And no, she just was like, you knew what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, just come here already.
The question
that's so funny that
question
I get it
became,
wrong.
Do you know what you mean?
Yeah.
However, Adrian, I was going to say I'm not so sure that you're not wrong. I may be on the other side from you today, my brother.
No, that's okay. It's a Friday. We're going to the weekend with a little bit of debate, and I'm okay with that.
You love that.
Love I'm with it.
You love
loves
that.
Loves it.
I love discussion.
He would love for this to be, you know.
An all-out war.
Yeah, you have. Yes.
You're just kidding.
Yes. And there's always got to be one on the show that goes, yeah, let's fight and yell at each other. No. No. So we won't get that far, but we will do the first pick right after
this. With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. I want to say this is going to be a bit of a role reversal. Perhaps. Adrian, as you well know, also, he rails against things like this. I can't believe concert tickets are so expensive. I can't believe this is, they shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
This should be so everybody can afford it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. But if I have a business and I sell out of this at this price, what do? You raise the price.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that's greedy.
To a certain extent.
Business.
There should be a limit. There should be a limit.
No. What's the limit?
Brother, there should be a limit. No, there's no justifying paying $700 to go see Kendrick Lamar at Allegiant Stadium in the 500s.
If I have $700 and that's what the ticket, that's what they're worth. Here's the part that with me though, that you need to understand. I don't care enough. My life is not going to be changed because I didn't go to that concert. My life is no worse. My life is no worse because I couldn't afford it. I grew up not being able to afford it. So this is where you lose me on the argument, because it's worth what it's worth. And if they can, and if somebody's buying the $700 ticket in the 500s, that's what it's worth. I kind of already gave my argument for the other part. I may have torpedoed the bit ever so slightly.
Yeah.
What you were really upset with your boy about, how much did he spend on who?
There's about $450 to go meet John Cena in a meet and greet. And when I say meet, I mean like a photo op opportunity.
Yeah. No, you walk in, they stand next to you, they take a picture, you leave.
Mm-hmm. And
you're not hanging out.
$50.
Yeah, you're not hanging out. You're not having dinner. You know, you're not talking, about shoes.
Yeah, just a photo.
At most, it's a 30-second conversation. But I also learned that the staff that runs it, you know, they got thousands of people waiting in line that also paid for this. So they're kind of like a factory. They're getting you in, take the photo. All right, thank you. Shake his hand. Next. So you ain't even getting a 2 to 3 minute conversation, you know, if that makes it even better.
Oh, God. And how horrible for John Cena. Jesus. Yeah. How awful. Okay, but your friend knows that, right?
Yeah. Listen, I just, that seems like a lot. Not even an autograph, but it's just a photo.
But he's going to pay it?
Going to pay it.
Well, then that's what it's worth.
Look, I'll tell you this. I think concerts are life-changing. Maybe it's because I'm a singer, but I feel like I would pay a lot of money to go to a concert, and I'm into it, where I think they're doing it kind of shady. Is there's like payment plans now that you can do to afford these big expensive events. But are they taking advantage of the fact that
I don't want to go. I don't want to go all the way there yet.
Okay.
Remember I was saying
you got it.
I hear you about the life change, but not going isn't going to crush me. You know what I mean? If I look at that and I say it's too expensive, I'm not going to go. Then I'm not going to go. I move on with my life.
That's a slippery slope, though, because at a certain point, so someone can't have any form of entertainment. Because, hell, look at movie tickets. Some of the movie tickets are like $30.
No, you know who can? The 60,000 people in the 60 tour dates. They can afford it. I'm sorry if you can't afford. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I'm sorry if it's too much, but that's what it's worth. Does that make sense?
Fair, but there's also a lot of people in that audience that are sacrificing or making poor financial decisions. Granted, that's on them. All I'm saying is I shouldn't have to break a leg or risk or doing anything just to experience this.
Then don't. I would love to live in the Summit next to Tom Brady and golf at that beautiful golf course. Take a little 5-minute ride down the hill but they won't let me. You know why? Because I don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of cash. So I don't just get, my mother used to say, wish in one hand and you know what in the other, and see what fills up first. So
I just feel like before you could at least afford, even if you were all the way up, you could at least afford being in the building when the starting point to sit up top is hundreds of dollars, when before it was $50, $100.
Blame the people that pay it.
Honestly, I understand with certain companies and the dynamic pricing, like that's really what it is. And that's what Taylor Swift sued, and she won in Europe, and they capped it where there's only a certain amount of money over what the original price is. But I mean, I'm a wrestling fan. WrestleMania. There is no way they should have charged $800 to sit in section 539.
Wait.
That's so crazy.
Hold up, though. Was section 539 full?
Yes.
Well, I guess they should have charged $800.
That's a slippery slope, man.
No, it's not.
Because when does it stop?
It doesn't. I'll tell you when it stops. No, I'm a believer in the free market system. That's why. I'm a believer in the free market system. You know how to make it stop? Stop paying it. They'll change real fast. Once you stop paying it, if they're looking at a half house because their tickets are too expensive, when they're WrestleMania coming back to Vegas, they said sorry, New Orleans, we're going back to Vegas because we love it. But then if it's a half house, you know what I mean? Because tickets were too expensive, they'll go, ooh, geez, that's bad.
Yeah.
I hear you. I feel like I don't want to because I feel like we're in an agree to disagree situation where Michaela's point of what she's bringing up, like now some
don't
of these
you try
companies
to bring her into this to make your point look better. Don't you try to make it two versus one. I'll fight the whole fight this whole building right now.
Uh-huh. Bouncing back and forth.
Friday, it's Memorial Day weekend. I've had 7 cups of coffee and I'm ready to go.
We'll fight extra just because we won't see each other on Monday.
That's right. We gotta get it in. We won't see each other until Tuesday. All right, so how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm Team Adrian. Look, I know that it's going to sell out, but I will never forget. It's my favorite memory of me and my mom, and we don't have many. She worked really hard to get me to a Spice Girls concert when I was like 10 years old, and we were in the nosebleeds, but it was just enough that she could sort of figure out how to get me there, and it really was a life-changing concert for me. It's music. I loved it. I'd be bummed out if we wouldn't have been able to have gone.
Of course. Yes, but you wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't know.
Totally.
You wouldn't know that.
Absolutely. But then because I did, I feel like it shaped me more into who, like, I was authentically supposed to be. Like, it was incredible.
Like people are saying, you got to go to the Sphere.
Yes.
Well, but if you're going to go to the Sphere, you're going to have to pay the prices to go to the Sphere.
Yeah, it just sucks because it feels like they're taking advantage of the fact that they can.
But that's, again, that's what it's worth.
I know.
If we could all drive... What's your dream car? A Bentley. Let's just say a Bentley. If we all wanted to drive Bentleys, that'd be great, but we can't all afford Bentleys. So a Bentley shouldn't cost that much. It's just a car. Well, no, it's a car that people will pay for.
But you're a sports guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Historically, baseball games are cheaper than the NFL, NBA, or the NHL.
Yeah, there's a lot of
because there's
them.
So many games.
Yeah.
So me and my dad would go to a ton of baseball games. Mm-hmm. When it went to going to an NFL game or an NBA game, we would go to one.
Mm-hmm.
We'd save up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now that's not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
That's so much more to be able to do that. And I'm not talking about some premier concert like Kendrick or Post Malone and Allegiant. This is a yearly thing that always happens.
Well, and so to flip where we were talking about was, so now they went, okay, So people, I think there was a little bit of pushback, right? And it, and now they, and this is how weird our society has gotten. We, for whatever reason, we don't think that when we take out loans that we have to pay them back.
Oh my God.
Klarna jumped in. Klarna jumped into what you were starting to go to here.
Yeah.
Michaela, was they jumped in and everything from DoorDash to concert tickets to whatever. Don't pay for it all right now. Airplane tickets, at least on Alaska Airlines, right. I know that they go, you don't have to pay it all right
now. Yeah.
Pay it, do it. And people went, wow, that's great. And then they're not paying it back.
Yeah.
They're like, they're like, what are you going to do? Klarna, I want to say, lost $99
million. Was that
the number?
There might be even more.
Klarna reported a net loss of $99 million in the first quarter of this year as people bought stuff and then didn't pay it back.
This is why we can't have nice things. Like, they give you an opportunity to go to these expensive concerts and then you don't pay it back. They're going to take Klarna away from us.
Yeah, but they also made it available for simple things like a $20 order at Chipotle. And I was like, don't open it up to everybody because not everybody's responsible.
And by the way, I'm not looking down on this. It's just funny. It's the lesson of my first credit card, my first department store credit card. I had a Dillard's card and they were going to bruise your credit or whatever the letters were that I got and the phone calls and the owe us money. Well, wait. There's only $5 on it. And they're like, yep, we want our $5.
It's awful.
And the five turned into 17 or whatever it was because of the interest in the penalties and all that stuff.
Shady.
Yeah. No, and I'm buddy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
But man, you know who doesn't feel sorry? Whoever it is that owns your beloved WWE, because they're making money hand over fist. They're getting $800 for the nosebleeds.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Thank you so much and happy Memorial Day, everyone. And for me, for those of you who are like, Memorial Day is Monday. No, we know, but it's kind of the whole thing. Also, don't get caught into the trap. Little public service announcement. Don't get caught into the trap of going, thank you to all who serve. Memorial Day is about those that we lost. Okay?
Oh my God, thank you for saying that.
Yeah,
I feel I make that mistake every year.
Now, here's what I'll also say. The people that are, you know, that are wacky about that kind of stuff, like, slow down a little. I mean, you know, everybody means well.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody means well. Mm-hmm. But Memorial Day really is to honor those who we lost in service of this country.
Yeah.
And it's actually solemn, even though you're going to get hammered and eat your weight in hot dogs.
So you know? True. We have no respect. We're just like, whatever, another wing day.
Well, it is, you know, it's dual purpose.
Yeah.
I'm saying somebody in North Carolina won. Did you see this in the news? Somebody in North Carolina found a class ring from 1938. It was in a parking, just sitting in a parking lot.
No.
Weird. And then, but what's cool about it is they took the steps to get it back to this guy's family. Obviously, he graduated high school in 1938. He's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
And his son even passed away earlier this year. But the granddaughter said, I would love to have this ring. She says that her dad must have lost it because he used to wear the ring as a way to remember her grandpa. Oh. So now she gets to hang on to it and do the same.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's good. And good on you, dude, who found random 1938 ring and said, this doesn't belong to me. Let me get it back. Did you ever have a class ring?
No, I didn't. I always wanted one. I still do. I never got one.
I should have gotten a Letterman's jacket, but I didn't. That was another one of those situations where my mom said, if you want it, you got to buy it.
Dude, because they were so expensive. They were like $500 when I was in school.
God. Yeah, I wanted to say $250 or $3, but whatever. That was a lot of money.
Yeah, it was.
And and it just wasn't a thing. And I was like, well, what am I going to do with this thing anyway? You know what I'm saying? Like if I'd have got it in my sophomore year or my freshman year when I got my first letter.
Yeah.
Then maybe, but.
Yeah, well, Lisa has one and it hangs up in her closet collecting dust. So I think we're the real winners here, Chet.
Sure.
We didn't waste our money.
Can she still wear it?
Yeah, she can.
She's got to go to homecoming. Where'd she go to high school?
She went to Clark.
We got to drag her back out there for homecoming.
Let's do it.
Oh, my God. We have to. That's so great. All right. Then I'm going to go to this one. A news anchor in Schenectady, New York. Her name's Olivia Jakewith. Went into labor just before the morning newscast yesterday and still anchored the show. Water broke at 4:15 a.m.
Wow.
She went on the air just after 5.
That's amazing.
Well, and we've already, even in the space of time, you know, in the 10 minutes since we did the tease a second ago for this, our text line is blowing up and women who've had babies are like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
Contractions weren't that close together. She said she would rather be at work rather than sitting in the hospital waiting for something to happen. So we haven't seen an update yet, but we wish her well. And yeah. Hopefully everything's good. And yeah, I guess I get it. Especially dudes and people who've never had a baby. You know what I mean? Or dudes who've also never been part of that are like, water broke? Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I'm a woman, and that's terrifying to me. I love that she's such a savage. She's like, it's fine. Well, you got a couple hours.
Because she goes, yeah, it's not, the water broke. This is step one. We're fine. It's good. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, my lovelies. It's 7:05 on Friday, Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd day of 2025, final day of school. Yeah, we don't know why you're going to work either.
No, dude.
We're not sure. Because I know you're driving. You're like, man, where is everybody?
Yeah. I heard someone say, oh, you should have made it a four-day vacation weekend. And I was like, yeah, dude, why didn't we?
Mitch was talking
about that, too. That's who it was, I heard.
Yeah, Mitch Kelly was talking about that. Yeah, I don't know.
No,
you know why? Because the people need a...
Yeah, dedication, commitment, professionalism. That's why.
That really was it. Also, stupidity. stupidity and hard-headedness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our bosses like it when we're here.
Yeah, they like it when we come to our jobs.
Yeah, but nobody else is.
Yeah, I know, but that's what makes us superior.
That's good.
Just doing the bare minimum.
Are we superior?
No.
I didn't realize it.
I was like,
huh, that's breaking news.
No, we're not. I just like to say that.
I didn't think so. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like the attitude.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, if you don't think you're number one, if you're not your biggest fan, who's going to be?
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
I feel like we almost have to do this on heading into Memorial Day weekend. Half of Americans now believe that Memorial Day has, quote, lost its original meaning. However, I will tell you, what do you want? Let me just go through this. And 40% say remembering America's fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore. I will stipulate, and I'm not Gen Z. I am Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. But I'm Gen X, right?
Yeah.
So you would think that, well, you know, my generation, we were on Memorial Day, it meant something. I don't remember a time when it was ever. Now, what we would do is go and put an American flag on my grandpa's grave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For Memorial Day.
Same.
We did that every year. But I, man, sometimes the people that are like, no, it's lost the meaning. I don't know that we were ever that boo-hoo. You know what I mean? It is important to know that nearly 1.2 million men and women have given their lives over the last 250 years to put us in a position where we can kick back, relax, have an extra day off, and enjoy a third hot dog. Mm-mm. Along with a 3-day weekend.
Listen, I hate to say they're right because I come from a military family, but yeah. I just think Fashion Nova has good sales. The Hakkasan honeys are out at the pool waiting to give you bottle service. Like, that's what we've become. So I can understand that.
You might get a sweet deal on a mattress.
Exactly.
You know,
the deals
a car,
are hot.
Maybe a car.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they think that we've lost focus on what it's about.
Well, but again, it was part of it. And I think, Yeah. But again, don't get caught making the social media post this weekend of going, thanks to everyone who served.
It's true.
No, say thanks to everyone who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
If you go, thanks to everyone who served, somebody will be in your, some hardcore, you know, same people that just tell you that you spelled your wrong or, you know, whatever, spelling. Can you still say Nazis? Spelling Nazis? Because that's a hot button right now. But any kind of Nazis is a big deal.
Yeah. They'll call you out either way.
But you know what I'm saying? You're getting called out.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful with that.
Yeah.
All right, good. I feel like I needed to say it.
I think it was good that we talked about it.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we've done a public service today.
Yep.
Good. Got that out of the way. Check. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Let's play another round of it. Estella Martinez, who feels like she's been here for a week. It feels like she's been here forever.
I know.
No, she's just our new champion from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Estella Martinez from Sunrise Manor.
The city of champions.
With 23 wins out ahead of Silverado Ranch and Aliante, who tied for second with 15. Best of the West with 13. Centennial Hills and Wagon Wheel making a move. They're tied for fourth with 10. Rhodes Ranch has 9 wins overall. Champion's choice for Michaela's hometown throwdown today. What did you say this weekend is? Because it's like Barbenheimer. It's
Stitch Impossible weekend. Yeah, I want to go Stitch Possible, but it is impossible. So
no, you're right. No, you're right. No, you're right. They blew it. Whoever did that, it's Stitch Possible.
Because that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Not Stitch Impossible.
Stitch Possible?
Impossible. Mission Stitch.
There
it is. Especially Stitch Experiment 626. Yeah, there we go.
Mission, hashtag mission stitch.
There it is.
I'm trying to scramble this up in my brain, and I feel like I hurt something. Honest to God, did I just have an aneurysm?
I was kind of looking at your face. You just kind of stopped.
Is my eye twitching?
Yeah, a little
right
bit
now?
It was.
It happens when magic happens.
I was trying to work mission and Lilo into it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mission stitch.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There it is.
Just we'll go with that. And don't go hurting yourself, babe.
Or we could just play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Your choice. Do you want to go? Although Mission Impossible has nothing to do with this. Do you want to go to our advanced screening up from the world of John Wick, Ballerina? Or do you want 4 Fandango codes to see Lilo and Stitch in the packed theaters all weekend long? 702-364-9898 right now.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Let's get it. There's a lot of people in our club today. Did you see how crazy the phones went for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Of course.
I didn't expect it all the way.
Thanks, fam.
They're here. They're ready to go. We're all in this together. You know what I'm saying? Our champion, who I'm telling you, the reason why I bring it up is because I was preparing for today's show, and I legitimately did not allow myself to believe that Estelle has only won one time, that she's only been on the show one time.
Yeah.
That's accurate, right, Estella?
Yeah, just one time. I've always tried calling, but I never have been able to get in.
Yeah, it's crazy. I literally thought you were going for win number 3 or 4. I felt like you'd been around all week.
He did. This morning he was like, where are we? What?
I asked them too.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, as you might be able to tell, I didn't quite believe them. They told me.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I don't know. I got to check with Estella.
Yeah, I'm calling her.
That's okay. Now, be honest. That's not entirely out of the realm of possibility where we all went, no, she's only won once. And then she gets on the phone and goes, a-holes, I started on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not. Like,
we got it. Sorry
about
that.
We're not so perfect. And by we, I mean me.
It's a we.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that we're so perfect.
Yeah.
Who's our challenger, Adrian?
That'll be Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills.
I love that.
What's
Hi, Jess.
Up?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Bear.
Make sure that you buzz in with your name and make sure that we call on you before you answer, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. First 1-3 wins the game, and our quizmaster, as always, is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
A biopic about the King of Pop is coming out next year and will include some of his siblings and the writing process behind hits like Dirty Diana. What's his name?
Dirty Diana. Man, who'd you have, Adrian?
Estella.
I thought Estella just by a hair.
Yeah.
The thinnest of hairs. You know which
she
kind
goes, yeah.
Yeah, you know which kind of hair. That's right. Estella, what's the answer?
Yeah. Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson. Okay, is it just me? Or like, does this feel like way late? Like, what are we doing? Have we not already watched the, what was the 10-part miniseries on VH1 or whatever the hell it was?
Yeah.
Or on E about the Jacksons? Like, what more are we going to learn?
Well, the movie itself, I know Michaela mentioned the biography. The movie got, like, pushed back, too, that they're making with, like, actors or, you know, not the documentary.
Yeah, it just all feels. Yeah.
It's a lot.
And Jafar Jackson is going to be part of it. I'm like, who the hell's Jafar?
Yeah. What?
I don't get it.
Don't know that.
It's like, okay, fine. It'll probably be amazing, and I'll be eating those words in the very, very near future. Champion goes up one zip.
Taylor Swift has been unsubpoenaed to testify in this bizarre case between these two actors, one which is her best friend. What's her name?
Who's the best friend? Got it.
Jessica.
No, that was Estella. What'd you say?
No, it was her.
No, it was Estella. It was Estella.
No, it was her. I didn't say my name. I want to be fair.
Oh, what did we hear?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. You're all right, Jessica.
Yeah,
you know
her.
What? That's a true champion right there.
Love you, Estella.
She could have taken it and ran with it, but
might cost her.
All right, Jessica. All right, Jessica, for the tie.
Blake Lively.
Is it Blake Lively? Yes, it is. We are tied at one.
Influencer Alex Earl will be on the next season of this reality show where you dance and compete against other celebrities for that mirror ball. What is the name of the reality show?
Jessica!
Dancing with the Stars.
It's Dancing with the Stars. The challenger goes up 2-1. Why do I know Alex Earl?
She's just a big influencer, and she's dating that girl's where? From the Miami Dolphins, Braden Branson. Bronxton. I don't know. We know Alex Earl. I don't know the Miami Dolphins boyfriend, but maybe he plays a part in this too.
By the way, Chet, A-L-I-X.
Yes.
Yes.
Pronunciation. Yeah.
No, so you know it's good. And an E on the end of Earl.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing too much.
But I'm like,
stop.
Well, I got to be honest. You put in A-L-I-X.
She comes right up.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
She just got the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Alex Ashley Earl. Oh, she's the get ready with me. Okay.
Yeah, she's a TikTok girl.
Got it. Michaela, who'd you say she was dating on the Dolphins?
Braxton Branston on the Miami Dolphins.
Who is it?
Brian.
Braxton Berrios.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Close enough.
Good job, Michaela. Good job, Michaela.
Thank you, Chet.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you, everybody.
So I still have no idea what we're talking about.
I know.
Two for the challenger, one for the champion.
Hold on.
It's true. I have no idea what we're talking about.
No,
Dancing with the Stars. Good for you.
Okay. Live it up. What hotel is the AMAs going to be held this year?
Where you might be able to see Michaela Gordon multiple times during the week.
Mm-hmm. Next to the win.
Jesus. Starts with an F.
Jessica.
Estella, did you buzz in and while we were laughing?
Yeah.
Estella, what's your answer?
No, I was saying, you said built?
We said what?
Did you say hotel being built?
No,
hotel it's being held at.
The AMAs. Need an answer. Need an answer.
Next contestant.
Sorry. For the win, Jessica.
I'm going to guess the Venetian.
The Venetian is...
Shut up, dummy.
Incorrect. We were looking... The answer we were looking for was Fontainebleau. So, Jessica 2, Estella 1, Chet 1.
Who will be hosting the AMAs this year while doing a live performance?
Estella
for the tie.
Rosen Shingle?
Who?
Rosen?
What, Mama?
No.
Hello?
No, well, oh no. No. No.
Wait.
Rosen Shingle.
What?
I gotta look that up. I just figured out who Alex Earl was. Now I gotta figure this out. Who... Anyway, Jessica, for the win, do you have the answer?
No.
Well,
shut up, dummy.
Looking for Jennifer Lopez. Lopez.
That's right, babe.
Champion 1, challenger 2, idiot radio host 2.
You got it, babe. All right, it's a big night for our WNBA team. What is the name of the team?
Jessica.
Yeah, you better get this. Jessica, for the win.
The Aces?
Are we talking about the Aces? We are. Game over.
Let's go.
We got a brand new champion. Yeah, Aces opening night. I'm wearing my jersey. What does it say on it?
Two shots.
Two shots?
So cute.
Aces and Washington Mystics at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight at 7. First home game for the new look Aces as we try to get back and win another ring.
Mm-hmm.
Asia Wilson's on top.
Hey.
Can't be stopped. She's the MVP. One, two, and three.
Hey.
Three. And, yeah. A1, the real one. Gotta let you go, Estella. I know you've only been here a short time, but it feels like we're family.
It does. Yeah. I had fun.
I'll try again.
All right, we'll see you later.
Thanks, girl.
Our brand new champion, Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills. Centennial Hills. Centennial Hills now moves into third place all by themselves with 11 wins overall. And it's champion's choice. Would you like to go to our advanced screening of From the World of John Wick, Ballerina? Or do you want four Fandango codes to go see Lilo and Stitch whenever you want?
Oh, I don't know. When is John Wick?
On Monday, June 2nd. Thank you for asking.
When is Lilo and Stitch?
Whenever you... literally, whenever you want. I mean, as long as it's the show times. You just don't get to walk in.
And... That's what I need.
Okay, so you're doing that, Lilo and Stitch?
I'm going to go see Lilo and Stitch.
Woohoo!
Well, her phone's cutting out, but whatever. So have a great weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Our brand new champion, Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills. Nicely done.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
177 second survey. Hang on, we're not ready. Who's on the phone?
We got Anastasia Pulowski.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
There's Anastasia. Hi, Anastasia.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
good
how
morning.
Are you? Anastasia.
Good. Happy Friday.
It gives you a certain idea who you're dealing with.
Yeah, a Disney princess.
When you got an Anastasia on the other end of the line.
Beautiful.
Like, you know, it's a heavy burden to carry.
I'm sure it
and
is.
And it's okay. We love that you do.
We love that you do it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
This is great. Do you want to tell the story or do you want me to tell it? Do you want to tell the story?
You tell the story.
I'll tell the story as much as I know.
And I'll fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Help me through it. So Adrian's got a wrestling friend, a name that you would know if you're into wrestling, right? But he doesn't have the story out there. He got an opportunity to go to Saddam Hussein's former palace. And you said it's not just a pool.
Yeah, no, homie had a whole lake.
Like a big...
Woo.
Like his own, yeah, like
behind,
his own thing.
Behind the house.
Like how the wind has its own little golf course.
Yeah, good example.
So they're like, yeah, go swim. Okay, now I'm fuzzy on the details. So then they
It was the end of the day because they were there with the military, the U.S. military, by the way. It wasn't friends with Saddam.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, we're like, he just went to Saddam's house.
After all the murdering. Yeah.
Quick vacay.
After all the dictatoring.
No, but it was at the end of the day, and they were just like, hey, let's get a nice little, you know what I mean? Let's take a little dip.
Yeah, okay.
So they did, and then immediately... The local military that was there with the U.S. military run to the lake and say, hey, get out of there now. Now. They're like, okay, what's going on? Okay. And this is the part, do you want me to...
Oh, no, tell.
Divulge?
Tell.
They said, yeah, you need to get out of there because that lake is where we put the dead bodies.
Okay, now this changes it for me. Okay, knowing what you know, do you get... First of all, did they remove the bodies?
I wouldn't think. Not all of them.
They're still there?
It's a deep...
It's a lake. It's a lake.
Yeah, hello.
That's a
thing.
Not a pond. Okay, yeah, I'm getting out. Sorry, I blew the whole bit. Because my whole thing was if it was the pool... You know what I mean? If it was the pool...
You're getting a dictator's pool, first off.
Yeah, okay. A regular dictator, would you get into the dictator's pool?
I'm not going to his house, let alone the pool.
Right. See? I'm not afraid.
Michaela,
you get booked. I'm not afraid. I'm hanging out.
Michaela, you get booked for a gig, and you have to stay there for a three-day weekend. So now
don't bother trying to make this make sense. I'm not going.
Six figures, first class flight.
The answer's a hard no.
First class flight on Emirates.
Listen, I was impressed that he liked Whitney Houston's I'll Always Love You, but you still can't get me in that house.
That's where they put the bodies.
Kim could get you there.
Jesus, get out of there. That's where the bodies are.
Imagine.
Okay, wait. We need to bring Anastasia in.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, my turn?
Yeah, Anastasia, are you going to swim in the lake?
No, I am fully Team Michaela, and I am so scared about messing with, you know, bad energies and anything crazy like that. I wouldn't dare to risk it.
You ever swum in Lake Mead?
I have not, but I've read some really interesting things over the years.
Would you swim in Lake Mead? Michaela, have you swum in Lake Mead?
Yeah, but I didn't have all the information
That's
at the
where
time.
They put the bodies.
But I didn't know that. Would
Back
I go
in the
now?
70s.
Yeah.
Would you go now?
Well, no, there's no water to swim in, so
sure
no.
Sure there is.
But barely.
Plenty. No, don't be like that. There's plenty. They've got a big freaking dam. There's plenty. There's not as much as there used to be because they release it.
I mean, I would. I would. Yeah, I would.
In Lake Mead.
Yeah.
But would you really not go to Saddam Hussein's house? If
no.
If the new owner... Was although what did you say you thought it was military now?
I think it's like military. They just use it.
Okay, but let's say some you know rich dude, sheikh, something or other, says I'm going to give you $100,000, first class flight on Emirates, and you're going to turn your nose up at that.
Yeah,
Anastasia, are you going to go and what do you do? What's your profession?
I'm a fitness instructor.
Okay,
go, girl.
Okay, the Sultan of whatever. Wants you to come. Well, that's got implications, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way,
I don't think the spookies can be bought.
That's what I'm saying.
Me.
I'm not going because I would be freaked out. Like I'm afraid. No way. He was a bad guy. I'm not going to a bad guy's house.
And by the way, Anastasia's a fitness instructor. I'm just going to leave you with that and push this button.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock Friday morning, if you're still around for Memorial Day weekend, well, God bless you. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. You know what? And if you are still around this morning, you're probably still around all weekend.
Yeah.
We stand with you, friends. How funny is this going into Memorial Day weekend? This group that they're called the Environmental Working Group. They check into different products and different things and how they affect our lives and how they affect the world and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just posted their annual report on sunscreen, the best ones and the worst ones to buy.
Uh-huh.
By their standards. And I don't know how hardcore they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these guys are saying 3 out of 4 sunscreens are actually not, quote, safe and effective.
Oh, Lord.
Doesn't mean they don't work. Okay? Doesn't mean they don't work.
Uh-huh.
But it's much more about the word safe and specifically the kind of chemicals. I have teased my wife on occasion because she buys bougie sunscreen. We're not bougie people.
That's so
funny. We don't do bougie stuff. Mm-hmm. We like nice stuff, but we're not bougie. She buys bougie sunscreen, and I will never tease her about it again because she's like, no, it really is better. And I'm like, it's sunscreen. You know, because I'm a dude. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. Give me the spray one. There are 2 types of sunscreen, okay? Chemical-based and uh-huh. mineral-based. In general, mineral-based, which I guess is better. That's the bougie stuff. Mineral-based is usually the lotion. It also tends to leave your skin with the white streaks more.
Yes.
You know, so you got to really rub it in.
Uh-huh.
They work by preventing the UV rays from hitting your skin, period. Chemical-based sunscreens include most of the spray-on ones, and they work by creating a chemical reaction that absorbs the UV rays and disperses them as heat. What?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Okay, this is so funny. We are married to the same person. Well, I'm engaged. Lisa's a bougie sunscreener girl too. And the mineral does. It's awful. When you put it on, you look insane. But I didn't think there was a difference. And so I was doing the spray.
It's better for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but both of them can prevent a sunburn. But studies have found the chemicals in the second type, the chemical-based, end up absorbing into your bloodstream, and it's still there like weeks later. Yeah. Chemical-based sunscreens also, as you might imagine, also worse for the environment and for animals. So they say mineral-based better overall, especially when you have kids or when you use them all the time, like we do, you know, or for outdoor activities or sports and stuff like that. The popular brands are generally not the better. So to your point, let me go back to what you just said a minute ago. Yeah, unfortunately, bougie or boozy.
Or
I don't know. But bougie sunscreen, there might be something to it. Okay. So, all right, honey, you're vindicated. It's okay. I won't say another word.
Way to go, Amy.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I've really had to, wean myself off of social media comments this week. It's just such an ugly place.
I tell you, Carrie Underwood, of all people, gave the best advice a couple episodes ago when I was there in the audience.
At American Idol.
She said, post and ghost. You just make your post and then you do not look. And I've been doing it because I'm sensitive, dude. I don't like any of that either. So, and it's been working very good. I'm happy that you've been doing that.
I've always said, don't read the comments. I've said that since the beginning because no good comes of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the comments in other posts. Sometimes I go in there, just see what people are saying. And it's never, ever good. To the point is that the other day, the bill got passed. So the no taxes on tips. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, great. So we're supposed to be expected to tip. And now they're not going to pay taxes. That's not fair. And everything. And I'm just like, wow, we can't just be happy for other people.
I know.
And I realize that it makes it sound like I'm taking a side. I guess I am. I'm just happy for them. I'm sorry for you. I don't know enough about it to care. I thought this was a good thing. And then I'm reading the comments and I'm like, ew, why is it? How is it? It's bad? I didn't even know.
That's so insane.
Now this also may, and I'm going to get heat for this, and I know I will. But I'm just going to, the other day was National Waitstaff Day. Uh-huh. So they asked a bunch of servers a bunch of questions, right? Mm-hmm. A full 1/3 of servers have eaten food off of a customer's plate.
Stop.
Okay. Now, I just had to ask you. Now, you know this happens, right? Now, you know. It happens.
Yes, but I was a server for like a year.
You never snuck a fry?
Never.
Well, I would imagine it's the biggest kept secret. You're not telling anybody. Hey, look. Hey, the fries are great today. You know? Or does it mean, okay, which is worse? I'm so glad that you have experience. Because I think a lot of people have tried it. I did it for a hot second.
Yeah, I actually loved it. I loved the job.
Oh no, I want to buy a restaurant so I can bus tables.
Yeah,
if I want to buy a restaurant for my wife to run, and then I'm the table busser and the manager that just goes around and, did you enjoy your meal?
Oh yeah.
Anything else? Yeah, I want to be that guy. Now, what's worse, eating a fry off of where you don't touch any other food.
Uh-huh.
You just touch the one fry. Eating a fry while it's hot and you're taking it out to the customer, or picking a fry off after they've left.
No, dude, no. I have seen that, and that's disgusting.
Choose what's worse.
Eating it when you're bringing it back after those people had their
after they've left. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's pretty even, but yeah. I give a slight edge to the leftover fry.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. And just as we head off into Memorial Day weekend, much love if you actually have the weekend off. Good for you. Enjoy your 3 days. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's working, even more love to you. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Because and we all know holiday weekends are just... They're the worst.
Yeah.
They just are. So again, much love to you and just know we're not working, but we got a lot of love for you who are. Well, Mika, are you singing this weekend? I imagine you are.
I'm singing Monday night, but that's so funny. I don't know why this memory. Our family would have barbecues on Memorial Day, but because all of my uncles and aunts worked in the casinos, they'd run by with their suits and nice outfits on. They'd eat the burger. They'd kiss my grandma, and then they would run out. And that was like Vegas Memorial Day barbecues to me working on the strip.
Final word on this subject. We talked about it yesterday. Memorial Day, what's better? What day is the best for the barbecue? Saturday, Sunday, or Monday?
Ooh, Sunday, for sure. Because if you drink and you want to stay up late, you can. You don't have to work on Monday.
Yeah, I like it too. My friends always do it on Saturday, which I also appreciate.
Yeah,
because it feels like you kind of get it out of the way. You know, and then you're ready. You can do whatever else you want with the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, because Mondays bring you Monday scaries. I don't want to be at barbecue thinking of all the things I need to do for Tuesday.
And maybe even go to another barbecue after you've been on the one on Saturday and go to one on Sunday too. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of my favorite more you know before we go. Saddam Hussein ran for re-election. Remember Saddam Hussein back in the day? When he ran for re-election back in 2002, he had an official campaign song that I believe was probably really effective because Saddam Hussein got 100% of the vote. Do you know what that campaign song was?
No.
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
No! Oh my God.
And then shortly thereafter, for those who don't know their history from 20 some odd years ago, shortly thereafter, this dictator was dragged out of a hole and executed, you know, like on live TV. Yeah, it was not great.
Yeah, but I can't get over everyone really does love Whitney Houston. That's amazing.
That's right. France, speaking of executions, France did not stop executing people with the guillotine until September of 1977. Just to put this into context, Star Wars came out, the original one, and they were still chopping people's heads off. Yes. So, you know. And the t-shirt was invented, not on this day, but at some point in 1904, the t-shirt was invented. They were marketing it towards bachelors who didn't know how to sew buttons. It was the new modern and convenient way to get dressed.
Yeah.
An undergarment with no buttons. Wild. Yeah. That's it. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. See you at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Opening night, baby. And if you're so inclined, there's a fancy thing happening at Red Rock at noon today. Well, actually at 11. It's benefit for Catholic Charities. We're hoping to raise them $200,000.
Dude.
So I have to go put a suit on.
Adrian, Chad, you're great.
Well, we'll see. Say that right about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I'll text you.
Yeah, well, then maybe we'll see. Adrian, what you got working?
Hey, happy Memorial Day to everybody. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Come with me because I will be headed to Phoenix, Arizona for AEW's Double or Nothing. And I'll have content and interviews, which you'll be able to see on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Subscribe on YouTube and listen on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I will be at Delilah tonight and tomorrow night. And then Sunday I'm going to barbecue and hang out with my family.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Everybody have an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Make sure to tell somebody you love them if you haven't done it recently, because you never know when you'll get another chance. And make another friend today. Make a friend of somebody who maybe doesn't have a friend, because you never, ever, ever know what other folks are going through. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy and safe.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.